7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Oh, well, I must say that it is clearly not 8:12 p.m. anywhere in the world right now, but I'm sure, I'm absolutely positive that it's some kind of time somewhere. Maybe it's even now. I think it's now. Is it now? Yes, it's now. What is now? Now is 1930 UTC, the traditional starting time of the Dubious Goals Committee. Yeah. Woohoo. All right. Rock and roll. Once again, it's 1930 UTC, and you're listening to the Dubious Goals Committee right here on and on radio. Hello. 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 My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee. And you might be thinking, well, what? The chairman of what committee? I thought this was a radio show. So what kind of duties as a chairman do you actually have? The most important one of all, I'm the guy who pours and drinks the tea. Which is the most important duty of all? That's a good sense of self-importance there, Tobe. Thanks. What kind of tea are we drinking today? We're still on the ginger mate. It's good stuff. What infusion is this? Is this a fourth? I think so. And it's still really good, man. But I'm running low on this tea. I probably only have, I don't know, maybe 25 grams left. I'm not excited about it. Some new tea needs to be purchased. I need to buy some tea. However, that's not going to happen today. Why? Because apparently there's some kind of blizzard happening right now. I don't know. I noticed last night that it was starting to get windy again. We were starting to get really strong winds around midnight, and they were the strong winds that like to make my windows buzz. And the wind starts blowing in my windows. And of course I go to try to record this sound, but it's very intermittent. It can't be predicted. You can't record it. And I'm just disappointed. But that's okay. That is okay. You can't get them all. You can't get them all. No matter what those Pokemon propagandists tell you, you cannot catch them all. And that's all right. I don't need to be a completist. I just need to have some awesomeness. And I'm kind of happy that we're having a blizzard then. Aren't I? Well, kind of. I'm trying to look out my window to see how blizzardy it is. It's still very windy. But not actually a lot of snow has come down. So I'm kind of disappointed. This isn't very blizzardy. Maybe more snow will come. Who knows? And I know what you're thinking. Tobe, you could just go in the other room and watch the Weather Channel and figure out what's going on. I can't. Regular and longtime listeners of the Dubious Goals Committee understand the problems that I have with the Weather Channel. And it's getting worse. I just can't watch it. I just can't watch that channel that has all those women who have such low confidence in themselves, who hate themselves so much that they have to wear dazzle camouflage, okay? I'm a real self-confidence person. I don't like people who don't have self-confidence. It's just, it's unnerving for me. It really makes me, And you know, if you feel so bad about yourself, why would you go on TV to begin with? I feel terrible about myself, and so the only way that I can rationalize my existence is to go on TV to show everybody how much I hate myself? That's some kind of weird sick psychology. I don't even want to go there. Man, I live in a messed up place. Or time. Oh my god, can you hear this? Yeah, somebody's freaking out outside the door. But I'm busy trying to drink some tea. I don't think Pippa likes the blizzard. Because whenever the wind starts blowing, she can't figure out what's going on. We get big winds and she starts looking around real nervous, like, what the hell is that sound? Oh, it's the wind gods. Can you hear that? Meow, meow. All right, fine. Let's go out here and see what the kitty's doing. Oh, hello, Fluffy Lumpkins. Where are you going? Okay, so the cat was sitting here right outside the door, yanging her head off. And the first thing she does when I open the door, she looks at me and she runs up the stairs. So here I am, walking into my kitchen. Dunk-a-dunk. Oh, and the cat doesn't want to go in the kitchen. The cat is jumping up on her bucket. What is this? Do you think you want to go outside in a blizzard? Do you think you want to go outside in a blizzard? See all that white stuff falling out of the sky? That's water. You hate water. I can't even get into the bathtub without you freaking out. And what's the temperature? Oh, it's just under freezing. So it's not really that cold. And the little snowflakes are the teeny tiniest, smallest ones that you can ever have. And they're boring. Yeah, I don't like them. I want big, giant snowflakes. I'm tempted to open my door. We should open this door and see if the cat really wants to go outside. Do you really want to go outside? Do you want to go outside and play in the bird zone? You want to get those birdies? There's no birdies out there because it's winter. You want to check it out anyway? Oh no, now she's walking into the kitchen. Yeah, I didn't think you really wanted to go outside because you are not a person who likes water falling on their butts. Okay, so now my cat is... What, you want to get up here? You want kitty elevator? Do you want kitty? Come on. Okay, come on. Kitty elevator going up. All right, kitty elevator. Now I have placed my cat on the kitchen counter so she can look out the bay windows and look at all that snow flying around. Yep, that's what she wanted. She's now sitting down, taking an attitude of rest to spend the day observing the snow. Great. And yes, if you're wondering, my cat is perfectly capable of jumping up on the kitchen counters herself. She's just kind of lazy. And sometimes she wants a kitty elevator. Oh, and that reminds me, I think day one is over. I got to get my scores. I got to look up my cricket scores. I'm watching that test. I'm watching the India-Australia test match. Day one finished, I don't want to say yesterday, but overnight for me, because this is happening on the other side of the planet. And where did I leave off? Oh yeah, Labuschagne, he just hit about 108. And I think he was caught out, and I got to see how the rest of that all turns out. Boy, what's that guy's name? Marcus? Not Marnus. Marnus Labuschagne. That guy is on fire. On fire these days. And boy, would I love to sit here and talk about test cricket. But I know that I can't because I don't have the audience for it. You're not a cricket crowd. Cricket? That's sports ball. We don't watch sports ball. No, no, we don't. But I am sort of annoyed. I thought I had an English Premier League game on today, but apparently I don't. That's okay. Good tea, though. I like it. I like drinking tea. Okay, so what am I doing today? What did I do yesterday? Well, I got absolutely nothing done yesterday because what super important thing was I doing yesterday? I don't even remember. I did have to write a bunch of stuff. I had to do a bunch of stuff. Nothing got accomplished. Absolutely nothing got accomplished except for this. I started messing around with the bleep drum. And then I started messing around with the sequencer that's feeding my cheesy VCO. And we get lots of cheese. Oh, yeah. So that's the other thing I did spend like all of 3 minutes doing yesterday. It was messing around with this sequencer again. Trying to just get used to it. Just trying to become accustomed to it and the weird programming of it. Because this is just about one of the weirdest things you'll ever have to deal with. And, yeah, it's weird. So let's do some programming now. Okay, I want that note. And then, see, why is it doing this? Why is it doing... Oh, wait, that's not... I don't want... This is not what's happening. This is not what's happening. I have it in the wrong mode. Okay, now that we have it in the right mode, let's do this properly. And we have to sit, and see, I can't hold the microphone and everything and do this at the same time because the buttons are so small and everything that this is a real pain. I can't even press them with my fingers. I have to do this weird little fingernail thing. It's really annoying. And so we're going to go do. We're just stepping in some eighth notes here, all of the same thing. Then we're going to jump up an octave and give me four in a row because I'm trying to figure out how to make quarter notes, like held quarter notes and stuff. And it's not exactly obvious how to go about doing something like this. As such, we have to sit here and do various experiments. Like this one. What was that last note? I don't even remember where I'm at now. Oh, that's okay. It doesn't matter. Let's see how this works. And bring it up and hit play. I'm trying to determine whether or not we're actually hearing quarter notes and half notes. Half note, half note, half note, half note, quarter note, quarter note, quarter note, quarter note. Are we actually hearing those? Are we actually hearing those, or were those just sixteenths all jammed together so tightly that... I don't know, I couldn't really tell. It didn't sound like... It was nee, 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 nee. It sounded pretty continuous, nee. So, hooray. Oh, isn't it lovely? Yes, it is, but I'm going to... I have nowhere to put this. What if we move this here and put this here? And then this is in the way. I got to see if I can get two hands on this thing. Okay, so maybe this will work. Maybe this will work. I'm going to put it into programming mode. Let's start with D. And I can hear my cat yanging through my headphones. My cat's outside the door. And I don't want to say I don't care, that would be rude, but I'm busy. And I'm programming the tricky stuff. Wait, no, this should be a rest. And then this note, and then a rest. See, I can't think about making music if I got cats and clowns trying to talk to me about the same thing. I mean, about things that are not... Oops, I pushed the wrong button. Damn it. Damn it, damn it, damn it. Okay, where are we with this? Yeah, it's not even easy to program while you're also trying to do a radio show. Because this is... Turn off the clicks. This is straight up step... step sequencing. The hard way. But everybody thinks they're clever. Do I think I'm clever? Well, no, because I still haven't built any of the devices that I need to break sync signals apart. Because I don't have the parts, I'm not getting any parts, I'm in the middle of a blizzard, nothing's going to get anything done. What am I going to do today? I guess I could spend hours on end just digging through all the ancient cables that I have. All of the old cables that I had when I was a child that I still have and I still think are going to work. But of course they don't work. So I know better than to start digging through suitcase after suitcase full of cables, trying to find anything that will work. See, I still don't understand why this insert cable doesn't work. And this is kind of one of the downsides of things like pocket operators. You know, the whole teenage engineering thing is let's be cleverer than we need to be. Let's be so clever that so that none of our products can be used with any other product. Yeah, that's a good business strategy. Yeah. Okay. Let's get really depressed. Yes. Let's get really depressed. Let's go over here. Are the cords long enough? Yes. And let's try to turn on my MC303. Because I tried to do this the other day, and it didn't come on. And it came on the last time I tried to turn it on. But when was that? I don't even remember. It doesn't matter. Okay, so let's hit the power button. Power button goes on and nothing happens. Is the power supply plugged into the back? Yes, it is. I can see it with my own eyes. Okay. We trace the power cable down here to the wall wart that's plugged into the power strip, and it is plugged in. The power strip is on. Son of a bitch. And it feels like, I can't tell, is the power supply warm? Yeah, I think it is. I'm going to unplug it. Oh, God damn it. I think the power supply is good, but I'll test it out later. This is very depressing. This is very depressing because if my 303 is down, this means I have no more synthesizers. I have no more synthesizers. All my real synthesizers, not these stupid little children's toys, all my good professional and semi-pro, in the case of the 303, all my synthesizers are dead. Even if I wanted to go back to performing music or even recording music, I can't do it. All my instruments are broken. All the ones that are critical. 303 doesn't work. JX8P doesn't work. My planet Earth does not work. My Emu's... Actually, I think my Emu Orbit will still work. Let's power it up. Oh, I push the button, and yeah, it looks like it's powering up. 1996 on that piece of junk, but it still works. However, the planet Earth does not. It's not the same. It's the same series, but it was after the fact. It'll power up. Well, at least last time I tried, but the screen is black. Cannot be used. What about my MP7? That may or may not work, but that was a piece of junk to begin with. My Insonic sampler has been broken for decades. Nothing works. I have no synthesizers, which means I need to buy a synthesizer. Yeah, maybe. And I've actually been looking at stuff. I didn't want to say anything, but last night I did spend some time looking at some modular stuff. And yeah, it's really expensive, but real synthesizers are very expensive, and I'm going to have to spend at least $3,000. That I don't know if I want to spend. Even if I could get that money, and I think I could. Wouldn't it be better to spend that money doing something else? For $3,000, I could fly to China and live up in the mountains for a few weeks, and then fly back. Just drinking tea, picking tea, processing tea, sitting around in the forest playing bamboo flutes and shit. But what am I? Oh, I gotta buy a synthesizer. I did find something cool, though, that was about $2,100. It was pretty impressive. But it was very expensive and did actually very little. You know, the whole thing about analog is the very severe lack of polyphony. And you're talking to a guy who ran a very minimum of 256 voice polyphony. That's what I was doing. I like to make sound. Oh, here's a synthesizer that may still be working. This piece of junk, here's a half-rack off-brand General MIDI synthesizer. What a piece of junk. It sounds so bad. And the funny thing is, you know, this is supposed to be a clone of like a Roland MT32 or something, right? This thing sounds so bad that why would you ever hook this up? This was meant to be hooked up to computers so vidiots could have good sound for their video games. But this thing sounds like crap. There's only like one or two patches that are even remotely usable, and they're weird things like one is like bassoon. The bassoon is actually pretty good. Don't tell synthesizer Patel. And there was something else on it that I would occasionally use. Something else like a horn or something. But yeah, so I've got no synthesizers. I'm thinking about buying some modular crap. And I really don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars. But for about $500 to $600... you can sort of get a semi-modular, miniature, pseudo-modular synthesizer that, of course, has absolutely no polyphony or anything you would ever possibly need. But it is kind of cool, and it's fun to play with, and you can make synthesis with it. And I saw this one particular, there's two that I'm sort of looking at, and no, the work stat is not one of them, but that is a pretty nice little piece in itself. These one things that I'm looking at, they're kind of interesting, and I keep thinking, you know, that would be good because you could get something like that, Tobe, and you could interface it with some of the baby junk that you have. You know, I could use the bleep drum with it. I could use the bit collider with it. I could use this sequencer. I could use all this stupid little crap that it can't be used for anything. But even if I do all this, I still have no way to record it. I still then have to spend $2,000 on a computer with some kind of Pro Tools on it and all that shit. And I don't want to. God, computers are so bad these days. It's not even funny. I should just stop all of this and get out of the business. You know, the worst thing about being into music is that you have to deal with people who think they are into music but aren't. and that's the worst part of it. I just don't want to do it. Am I that kind of elitist jerk? No, not necessarily. It's just that when people ask you the same stupid questions over and over and over and over and over and over again, every person you meet says the exact same stupid thing, you start to get tired of it. You start to resent it. You start to, you know, just ask any famous person who had an accidental catchphrase. Or Macaulay Culkin. Go up to Macaulay Culkin and open your mouth really wide and put your fingers on your cheeks. Okay? You know, the famous Macaulay Culkin pose. What do you think he's going to do? Is he going to think, oh, you must be my best friend that's been, I can't been able to find it for so many years. Oh, and you're the first person to ever do that. Oh, you know who I am? You know, everybody who in the world who has ever met Macaulay Culkin in the last 30 years does that to him. Do you think he likes that? Okay. Yeah. And you know, you have to take it. You listen to celebrities talk about this type of thing. You have to take it. Otherwise, they get mad. Because remember, celebrities owe you. Because you saw a celebrity on TV, that celebrity wants to talk to you. That celebrity wants to hear your important opinion about everything they've ever done. Oh my God. You know what? I don't think today is going to be a very productive day either. I'm stuck indoors. I have no more parts. It's snowing. I don't think I have very much food. And I wanted to go out tonight to record some stuff for tomorrow's show, but oh my God. Well, here's another crappy show. And I was going to start trying to do better shows on Friday. Oh, today's Friday. So stay tuned. Coming up next is Harry Larry with... And he has to think about it because he doesn't know what day it really is. Yeah, it's Friday. Something Blue. Something Blue is coming up next at the top of the hour. I'm sorry I wasted so much time talking about nothing and doing nothing today, but... You know, that's just how it happens sometimes. I'll try to put together a decent show for tomorrow. It's Saturday. It seems like more people are listening on Saturdays now. The whole Saturday thing back and forth has been weird. Oh, great. Out of time. Okay, bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.